You might be looking at that jagged hole in the sash and thinking the whole window is a loss. But I want you to take a breath and realize we are just dealing with a puzzle that's come apart. There is a specific kind of silence that follows the sound of breaking glass, a sort of hollow draft that makes a room feel exposed. But fixing this is one of those classic skills that bridges the gap between a house that owns you and a house that you actually maintain. I remember the first time I tried to tackle a broken pane in my first fixer-upper. I was impatient and thought I could just pry the old glass out with a screwdriver while standing on a shaky ladder. I didn't wear gloves because I thought I was careful enough, and I ended up with a slice across my palm that taught me more about respecting tension and sharp edges than any manual ever could. That scar is a permanent reminder that in this line of work, preparation isn't just about the finish, it's about keeping yourself whole. Before we even think about the new glass, we have to clear the wreckage. I always start by putting on a heavy pair of leather work gloves and some clear eye protection because old glass doesn't just break, it shatters into microscopic needles that love to find your eyes. I like to take a few long strips of duct tape and run them across the remaining shards in an X pattern. This keeps the pieces from falling out unexpectedly while I'm working. If the glass is still mostly in the frame, I'll give it a gentle tap with the butt of a putty knife to see what's loose. We want to remove the large pieces by hand, pulling them straight out of the wooden grooves. If a piece is being stubborn, I don't fight it. I'll use a small heat gun or even a hairdryer to soften the old glazing putty around the edges. You'll smell that distinct, oily scent of old linseed oil as it warms up. Once that putty softens, it usually lets go of the glass with a little nudge. Once the opening is empty, we are looking at the wooden channels, or the rabbets, where the glass used to sit. This is the foundation of the repair. You'll likely see some small, diamond-shaped metal bits called glazier's points sticking out of the wood. These are what actually hold the glass in place before the putty is applied. I use my needle-nose pliers to pull those out one by one. Now, the frame is probably covered in crusty, rock-hard putty. This part takes patience. I take a stiff-bladed putty knife and scrape those channels until they are down to the bare wood. If you leave old lumps in there, your new glass won't sit flat, and it'll crack the moment you try to secure it. If the wood looks particularly dry or gray, I like to brush on a little bit of linseed oil or a quick coat of primer. This prevents the dry wood from sucking the oils right out of our new putty, which would cause it to shrink and crack prematurely. Measuring for the new pane is where a lot of people trip up. You don't want a piece of glass that fits perfectly tight against the wood. Wood expands and contracts with the seasons, and a house breathes. If that glass is tight, the frame will eventually squeeze it until it snaps. I measure the height and the width of the opening, and then I subtract about an eighth of an inch from both dimensions. This gives us a tiny bit of wiggle room on all sides. When you head to the hardware store to get your glass cut, make sure you ask for single-strength or double-strength glass, depending on what was there before. While you're there, pick up a fresh tub of glazing compound. You want the stuff that feels like stiff cookie dough, not the caulk that comes in a tube. The traditional tub of putty gives you a much cleaner, more professional finish that lasts for decades. Now we get to the satisfying part. I take a small handful of that glazing putty and roll it between my palms until I have a long, thin rope about the diameter of a pencil. I press this rope right into the back of the wooden channel, all the way around the frame. This creates a soft bed for the glass to rest on, ensuring an airtight seal. I carefully set the new pane of glass into the frame, pressing it firmly but gently. You'll see the putty ooze out a bit behind the glass, which is exactly what we want. It tells us there are no gaps. Next, I need to install those glazier's points. I lay them flat against the glass, one on each side to start, and use the edge of my putty knife to slide them into the wood. You don't want to hammer them. You want to use a steady pushing pressure until the points are buried about halfway into the sash. I usually space them about 6 inches apart. These points are the hidden muscles of the window, keeping the glass from rattling or falling out if the putty ever fails. With the glass secure, it's time to apply the exterior seal. I roll out more ropes of putty and press them into the corner where the glass meets the wood. This looks messy at first, but the magic happens with the putty knife. I hold the knife at a 45-degree angle, resting one corner on the glass and the other on the outer edge of the wooden frame. In one smooth, continuous motion, I draw the knife along the length of the pane. This shears off the excess and leaves behind a beautiful slanted bead of putty that sheds water away from the window. If the putty sticks to your knife, just dip the blade in a little bit of water or mineral spirits. It should look like a smooth, angled ramp when you're done. I go around all four sides, miter the corners where the beads meet, and then step back. You'll notice some oily smudges on the glass and the excess putty hanging off the edges. I don't touch the glass with cleaner yet, because the putty needs time to skin over, which usually takes about a week. I just use a soft brush to flick away the little crumbs of dried compound. You might be tempted to paint it right away, but you have to wait until that putty feels firm to the touch, like the surface of a hard cheese. When you do paint, you want to let the paint overlap onto the glass by just a hair, maybe a 1/16 of an inch. This laps the paint over the seal, creating a waterproof bridge that keeps rain from getting behind the putty and rotting your frame. It's a small detail, but it's the difference between doing this job once and doing it every 3 years. You've taken something broken and made it whole again. And every time the sun hits that clear, steady pane, you'll know it's solid because you put it there yourself.